This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our loud and local band of the week, Beautiful Freaks. Our loud and local band of the week, Beautiful Freaks. You want to find out how to get their info? Steve will let you know.
Oh, they're back. They're doing a big tour right now, and they come back to Seattle. They're doing the Clockout Lounge, and that's going to be happening this Sunday. Also in Bellingham tomorrow. So go check them out in Bellingham at the Shakedown.
And if you want all this info, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. And if you want more local music, we got that for you, too. Sunday nights here on The Rock, show called Loud and Local. Starts at 8 o'clock, 2 hours of great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Beautiful Freaks. Somewhere Danny is with Lily, and they're jumping
right at the Funko store or the Wiener Schnitzel,
maybe at Monster Golf,
the aquarium.
Is it too late for Danny to adopt me?
I know he's actually doing a lot of fun stuff these last couple days. Went to Funko, went to Wiener Schnitzel. Joe enjoyed a Wiener Schnitzel for the first time.
I did.
How was it, Joey? I've never had one, I don't think.
Oh, dude, it's so good. They have vegetarian ones, veggie dogs.
Oh, woo! Let's go.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Because when I was younger, they didn't, and so I never ate there.
Huh.
Yeah, and I got jalapeno poppers.
I'm so hungry now.
That's like I want.
Damn it. All right, fine. Let's move on before I get any more hungry. We have Steve from Federal Way. It's a good old-fashioned Steve-off. Steve, you there?
Hey, can Danny be my daddy?
Yeah.
I'm sure he will, wherever Please. He is. Steve got here. This Steve.
Danny's going to be all of our daddies, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody tell him, please. But for those playing at home, Steve has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What cooking term means to submerge food very quickly in boiling water?
Oh, something French. I can't think of it. Pass.
If you're good at gardening, you are said to have a green what?
A green thumb.
Correct. Which animal is featured in the novel Black Beauty?
Black Beauty's horse?
Yes. Which flower is the national symbol of England?
England, the rose, the
yes.
daisy.
Golden, sea, and bald are all species of what birds?
Eagle.
Yes. What is the name of Guns N' Roses' famous debut album?
Oh, my God. Welcome to the Jungle?
Nope.
I can't think of a pass.
Wine barrels are mostly commonly made from what type of wood?
Sorry, what is made from wood?
Wine barrels are most commonly made from what type of wood?
Oak?
Yes. Which Disney movie is about a big-eared elephant?
Dumbo.
Yes. Yeah. Which color do you get if you mix red and yellow?
Red and yellow make orange.
Yes. Which singer has a daughter named Blue Ivy?
I know that name. I can't think. Grimes.
No.
No, sorry for that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, though.
Error.
I think Grimes is a child named Syntax Error.
Yeah.
I got that from the internet. Don't give me credit for that one. Anywho, Steve.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What cooking term means to submerge food very quickly in boiling water?
Al dente?
No.
Flash boil.
No.
Flash boil.
Boil it up.
No.
That's it.
If you're good at gardening, you are said to have a green what?
Thumb.
Yes. Which animal is featured in the novel Black Beauty?
It's a horse.
Yes. Which flower is the national symbol of England?
I'm going to go with a rose.
Yes.
Oh.
Golden, sea, and bald are all species of which type of bird?
Eagle.
Yes. What is the name of Guns N' Roses' famous debut album?
That would be Appetite for Destruction.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wine barrels are most commonly made from what type of wood?
Maple.
No.
Whiskey.
No.
Whiskey wood.
What kind of wood? Oak.
Yes.
Nice.
Which Disney movie is about a big-eared elephant?
Dumbo.
Yes.
Love me Dumbo.
Which color do you get if you mix red and yellow?
Green.
No.
Oh, red and yellow makes purple.
No.
Red and orange.
Yes.
Wow.
Which singer has a daughter named Blue Ivy?
Which singer? Beyonce.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct. That is a win. 7 to 9.
Sorry about that, Steve.
He's the better Steve. Congratulations.
Yeah. For just one day.
We can coexist
as Steves, though, for the weekend.
At least you did go through all the secondary colors. I would have been dying if you missed it. I'd been like, all right, he's got all two. He's just got to name the third one.
I don't know why that was as hard as it was.
I would have thrown my pen at you.
I would have so accepted funny. That pen being thrown at me. Wow.
Well, you can tell everybody.
That sucks. Nice work.
I could have had a perfect 10.
Well, that form of cooking is hard. I don't know what it is either.
Do you know what it is, Jeff?
He better. He's our resident chef.
Oh, man.
Oh, he doesn't.
I should know it, too.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
It is also a name of a golden girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Blanche.
Blanche.
Oh, blanching almonds. I didn't realize it was the deep water cooking. Oh.
I was going to say poach. And then I was like, wait, Poach is not a character from...
Poach was my favorite golden girl.
She was the extra slutty one.
Yeah. She only made it through the pilot, and then they got rid of her.
Yeah.
Don't forget the sweet golden girl, Simmer. She was amazing. Yes. Yeah, she was something. Yeah.
And their friend Al Dente.
Yeah.
He was really funny.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. Oh, it's my friend Al Dente. How are you?
So sad when they killed him off.
Yeah. It was awful.
Well, I mean,
very
it was a
dark episode.
Right. It was a horrible accident with a butcher knife. Because he was the butcher. Because there's always a guy who's a butcher on a show. All right. Oh, well, congratulations to somebody. Congratulations to the color orange today, as I think we need a special Sesame Street episode. the color of the day is orange. Oh.
I need to get better with my colors, man.
Yeah.
I got to start getting ready to just paint some of Tatum's playroom, you know.
Oh. Try
make it a little more fun.
So is basically her bedroom turning into a playroom, or does she take over a room out of the house, which daughters sometimes do when you don't want them to?
No, she's already had her own like playroom in addition to her bedroom.
Oh,
but we've never really. We're finally getting to the point where, because you know, when you get into a house relatively new, and we've been there for a couple of years, but like you can't just like decorate everything when you're trying to like kind of start from not mostly from scratch, but a lot from scratch. We got rid of a lot of things.
So, oh, yeah, you got to pace yourself with this.
Oh, my God. I mean, I need to win the lottery if I want to, like, fully make out the house how we want to. But, like, now we're finally starting to think about, like, making her room more fun.
Are you going to have to do this yourself? Like, you're going to have to get out the paints and everything?
I think for this project, yes.
Oh, I'm excited. Steve the painter.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we're just painting like one. It's a little bit more artsy, so I'm kind of excited. It'll be fun. Like, we're going to get a giant ass giant rainbow. Probably not a giant ass rainbow.
Here's your giant ass rainbow, kid.
It's like, Daddy, I want a giant ass rainbow.
You want a rainbow that looks like a giant? Okay. I mean, all right.
So we think it'd be kind of cool on one of the walls to have like one of those big paintings of a rainbow.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, you know, prepare the next project when she turns about 12 and wants that giant-ass rainbow out of there, and you know, you're going to have to do a new project.
Oh, I'm fully aware of that, PJ. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be with her until she's, like, in her 30s.
You
never know.
Joey, I want you to hear this because you were, like, so, like, upset that we gave Sarah the big room downstairs when she asked for it. Understand there's something about daughters and fathers where, I mean, Tatum already has her own bedroom and her own playroom. So, I mean, even Sarah didn't get that. It just happens with daughters, man. They look at you and go, hey, Dad, you know that room that could be your office? Could be maybe a place for you? That's mine.
I'm still holding a grudge, man. That was my computer room.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So you lost your computer room so it could be your sister's playroom?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And by the way, I love how Joey calls that his computer room. That actually was my office with my computer that then Joey went in and took over as his computer room, and then Sarah went and took over as her bed. So really, you know, I'm telling you, Steve, at least you knew right off the bat that room was never going to be yours. No, you were never tempted with it.
Well, there was like a fleeting thought in my head. It didn't last very long.
No, you know what? You didn't get teased. You know what? They didn't let you have the room for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden the kids just moved in.
But dude, one of these days, it's probably the last thing on the project thing. That garage is going to have some cool stuff on the walls.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm going to pull into that garage and be like, this is my place.
You know what you got to do?
Sit in my car and stare at those pictures.
I now realize in a house full of girls, my buddy Frank, it was a big F you when he put the urinal in the garage. I thought it was the weirdest thing that he had a urinal in his garage. Mm. But I think it was like, you know what? This is going to be a man's place. My place.
That'd be awesome if I could like set it all up. So it's like I hit a button, everything like kind of turns walls and stuff. So all of a sudden like a TV comes out of nowhere, a urinal. So like the wife never knows about it. She's like, he's in the garage and it's not very exciting in there. But I hit a button, it just becomes like the ultimate like secret man cave.
Bat cave. I love that.
I mean, I'm sure I could just outfit it to make it look like a man cave as is and she wouldn't care, but like, I don't know why.
Oh, but you gotta make it secret so you think you got something over on everybody.
Right, so that way you feel like a superhero.
Yeah, I'm all for this. I support this. And I also support artist Steve. I'm very excited to see the final project.
Well, there's no timeline, so, you know, don't hold
your breath. Oh, boy. Tatum will go, well, Dad, thank you for finishing this room. I'm going off to college now.
Yeah, like, I'll get to it.
Yeah,
I'll get to it.
Dad, why does the rainbow only have four colors?
That's all Dad could afford at the paint store.
Except
and I didn't know how to change the colors with like mixing red and orange. And
yeah, that was the problem. He doesn't know his orange very well.
I tried mixing all these colors. Everything turned brown.
About 20, maybe it might even be 25 years ago, my brother-in-law promised my sister that he would like redo the house because he's pretty handy. And they're just about to finish the job.
Yeah.
The job that he said, oh, we're going to do this 25 years ago. And the house has been in disarray for that amount of time. He just has never finished a job, but he retired. So now he's like, all right, I guess I've finally put this wall up and stuff.
Dude, that's why if I have a couple extra dollars to make it happen, I'd rather just hire someone else to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I would be that guy. Like, I'd be like, 5 years ago, you agreed to do this rainbow wall. Why haven't we done it yet? I'm going to get to it.
Well, yeah, I really want to.
Right.
Yeah. We got five preteen boys that did something so dumb that 911 needed to be called and they needed to be rescued by firefighters. What do these dudes do? I'll tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I don't know if this is art imitating life, life imitating art. If you saw the first episode of Ted Lasso Season 3,
It is so bizarre that now we have a story about some dudes stuck in a sewer. I mean, it's just, it is right out of Ted Lasso, but five preteen boys found themselves lost when they explored the sewer system in Staten Island, New York.
That's funny you thought Ted Lasso. My first thought was, oh, these kids are clearly Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans.
Yeah, that's a good call too, man. You know what? Hopefully they found some pizza, right? And they got some good mentoring from Splinter. I hope that all happened.
Hope April saved them.
Oh, she did. Sorry. Apparently, they crawled into this drain tunnel that had a 40-inch opening that later reduced to about 30 inches. And obviously that's going to be a lot more difficult to get out of. So then they are crawling on their knees for about an hour.
Jeez.
And they had the light of one cell phone helping them out. And then they finally were able to get to a place where they could get a signal and call 911.
That's crazy. So, I mean, you say preteen. I guess I'm assuming maybe 11 or 12, like not much younger than that. I mean,
boy, this is the time where you're happy your kids do have cell phones, because
yes,
we would do stupid stuff like this and you wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah,
you couldn't contact anybody, right?
Couldn't they just turn back around and go back to where they started?
Well, that could have got them a signal, but I guess because the opening went from 40 inches to 30 inches, they couldn't get out, I think, is what I'm thinking.
Stuck?
That's the only thing in my brain making me think that that's why they just didn't turn around and go back, was that the opening reduced. And maybe they couldn't get out of that opening, so they tried to find another way out. That's the only... Because, Steve, I'm with you. I can't believe they just didn't turn around.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. It just seems so odd, but...
And here's the audio of them talking to the 911 operator.
What's the address of Sun Island?
We don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, yeah, we're stuck in the sewers.
You're stuck where?
The sewer. In the sewers.
See, I'm alive. I'm going to get you some help, okay?
The guy's like, wait, well, what?
Yeah.
I mean, they sound probably like 11 or 12. They don't
Yeah.
sound
yeah, they,
old enough to know they're being dumb.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that's embarrassing. But you know what? That happens. Firefighters had to search for them along the street above. What they did is they lift manhole covers pretty much all along the street until they found the kids. They were unharmed. We got more from that 911 call.
I hear sirens.
I hear sirens. I want all you guys to scream.
Scream?
Call for help, guys. They hear you. Call for help.
Imagine they did a good job.
What if you're not a firefighter? You're just like walking the streets. You just hear children screaming from below
the
ground.
Yeah, that would be like, what the F is happening?
Am I in a horror film that I don't even know I'm in?
Is the It Clown real? Did he really take these kids? Damn.
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, dude, I love the accent. I'm just imagining what your dad would be saying, Steve, if it was you in that sewer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He'd be yelling at me. Like, you're going to stay there until you realize that you're not an idiot anymore. Like, what the hell? It's going to take
you.
You
way to live down there, then you right. are going to be a hero in
Stevie,
the show.
Stevie, the sewer?
Oh, he would do. My dad would not be very. My mom would be like, she'd probably be laughing, because when she gets nervous, she laughs. My dad would be yelling at me.
Yeah.
It's amazing that I made it out of there.
Yeah, it's amazing you made it out of the sewer. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. Wow.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, five preteen boys needed to be rescued from a sewer system after they crawled in and got lost. Well, what we found out is Steve's dad would yell at him and his mom would laugh at him. But, that's if he gets stuck in a sewer. But how about you? When you were a kid, did you do something as dumb as these kids did? 206. 803-ROCK, that's the number to call. That's the number to text, 206-803-ROCK. When did you do something as dumb as these kids when you were a kid? Your calls, your texts, after the Foo Fighters on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Five preteen boys needed to be rescued from a sewer system after they crawled in and got lost. Based on this, want to know, back when you were a kid, when did you do something as dumb as these kids? 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call, that's the number to text, 206-803-ROCK. Let's go to Brad on I-5. Brad, you are on the Rock.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Happy morning, Brad. Friday. Welcome to the show, sir. So what you got for us, man?
So I was also preteen when this happened. We had a park right next to my grandma's house, and I was probably 8, 9, 10 years old, somewhere in that area. And we always used to climb trees in this park. And there was this one particular tree that, so it went straight up as one trunk for about 10 feet, and then it split up into two and it had a V. And right at the base of that V, there was like a growth on one of the other trunks that went up, and it made like a half a circle. Anyway, to get it up past that, I had the bright idea to put my knee there, and my knee pushed in between that growth on one trunk and then on the other trunk, and I got stuck there. Couldn't get my knee out. Yeah, it was. I couldn't get out, so I'm stuck holding on to this tree. Had to have somebody go get my grandparents. They ended up having to call the fire department. The fire department comes, and they had to cut me out of the tree with a chainsaw.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was crazy. I even got in the paper. So, hey.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
I never heard of anybody. I never heard of anybody getting so stuck in a tree they had to be cut out. Maybe you had to be like, you know, helped out a little bit, but they actually. Wow, that's a beating.
I remember like I had to bring like the ladder and get the kid out, but not. No, that's just got a chainsaw.
Yeah, that's and you get in the paper. You know what, congrats. You know,
I would frame that.
Yeah. Definitely. I would definitely frame that. You're right, Steve. That's something that stays in the house forever. You know, you see all your things on the wall, all of your accomplishments. It's like, what the hell's this? Oh, yeah, I got stuck in a tree.
Right. I don't think you're ever going to be in the paper for that same reason ever again. So you might as well go with it.
206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. That's the number to text. We want to know, when did you do something as dumb as the kids that got stuck in the sewer?
Somebody just texted in and they said, a new house was being built behind mine as a kid. Friends and I, we caulked all the windows and doors shut. They knew it was us, but my mom, who's 100 pounds, tried to fight the foreman. $20,000 in damages.
Oh, wow. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, man, you gotta love children.
Oh, man, I don't imagine, like, whenever, like, there's construction being done, especially when they're laying down, like, concrete, I bet the people who are doing it just look around and assess the environment they're in, and, like, there's a lot of kids here. We are so screwed.
Yeah.
These stupid kids are going to sign their names, because we used to do that all the time when we were kids. If there's fresh concrete, like being, you know, you're just like, well, time to sign your name or put your foot in it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. I never thought about the caulk trip, as it were. I mean,
what?
The caulking trip.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, C-A-L-K.
Ah,
thank you.
I was like, I know you went to Vegas.
Yeah,
I didn't know what you were doing while there.
206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. That's the number to text. When you were a kid, when did you do something as dumb as these kids that got stuck in the sewer in Manhattan? Let's go to, hey, it's the radical Russian, everybody. Wow, calling from the great state of Montana.
Good morning, BJ and Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rad Rush. So it's hard for me to believe that you in the icy lands of Russia was a child, but I imagine there was a time when you were but a wee one.
I was but a wee one and did a lot of really dumb things that you learn a lot of good lessons from, BJ.
All right, wait. So was this back in the homeland or the motherland, or was this here in the States?
Well, this was close to the motherland, but this was Eastern Europe, okay? Very depressing place.
Oh. Is that what you call Montana?
Montana is a very depressing place, yes.
Don't move here. It's good, yes. So, you know, not a lot of things to do when you're young and you're kind of in rural area in Eastern Europe. And so you always look for fun things to do. And one of things that the neighborhood kids and I, we used to do is you walk around with a can of petrol and you look for abandoned vehicles. You know, either old abandoned military vehicles, old abandoned, maybe postal vehicles, any kind of vehicle, sometimes just left on side of road or down little road, maybe stolen vehicles, who knows. But usually you get to these vehicles, right, and you pour a little gas on them, okay?
Oh,
and
man.
You light it on fire, and you watch, it's like magic bonfire for children, okay? Well, one time, one time we find a little van, and this van, okay, usually, let me break it down for you, usually all of the gas is siphoned out of these vehicles that are left on the road.
Okay? Oh.
Usually, almost always, because everybody wants to get the gas. Anyway, so you usually it's all gone, but this one was completely full. And my friend Yuri light the vehicle a little close. You know, it starts burning, big fire, and then all of a sudden, kaboom! And we get in big trouble for this one because Yuri got concussed. So we got beat by all of our parents.
Yeah,
all of our parents. They gave us a walloping for this one, BJ.
Even Yuri?
I feel like Yuri already got a walloping.
I think Yuri got double walloping because of how stupid he is to stand close to an exploding car.
Yeah, that's you're right. I suppose he did deserve, like, Yuri, I don't think you were concussed enough. We need to concuss you again.
Wow.
Dude, that's like right out of the movies, man.
Wow.
Ah, see, the motherland. You know, Eastern Europe, there's a party right there with all the abandoned vehicles and the gas.
Montana's sounding a lot nicer now.
Yeah, let's go to Montana, light some cars on fire. Woo!
Do you guys think Yuri learned his lesson?
No.
I don't think he did either.
No. I feel like Yuri's probably missing a finger or a toe.
Yeah. 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call, that's the number to text. Let's go to Gordon in Marysville. Gordon, you are on the rock.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good morning, Gordy. All right, so Gordon, you're a kid, and were you ever as dumb as these kids in New York who got stuck in the sewer?
Well, let's see. We're gonna let you all figure this one out. So my grandparents, they lived in Canada. We're talking 250 miles north of the main border.
That's
how we grew up. So we're in the woods one day, me and my cousins, and we're all climbing trees. But the backstory is the night before, we seen Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
And you know the scene where the guy jumps off the upper veranda onto the horse.
Oh, right.
So we're just sitting there talking. Right. So we got that. So we just turn around and we're just looking and I see a female moose. So had the great idea of,
oh boy,
it's Blazing Saddles. And I jumped off the tree and I jumped on the moose.
Okay. Oh boy. That cannot have gone well.
I got thrown, and my cousins were smart enough to try to scare the moose, which they did, but I think I bounced off like three trees because she threw me.
Oh.
And my cousins turned around. Oh, yeah, I got launched.
Imagine being a moose and also you're just like enjoying your day and a random person just lands on you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And So they all ran over to grab my dad and my uncles. And they said, oh, my God, it's Gordy, it's Gordy. And my other cousins were carrying me out. I goes, what the hell happened? He goes, well, he was up in a tree. And he goes, what? He fell out? Gordy, you don't fall out of trees. No, no, we watched Blazing Saddles last night. He decided to jump off the tree and onto a moose.
Oh, no.
I was like the family hero for about the next 5 years because I was the story of the crazy kid who jumped on a moose.
Man, this is why they should never let children watch movies. I mean, that way, this is it.
It doesn't help the argument saying that when you watch will have an impact on you, that's for sure.
Yeah, wow. You know, you wonder if Mel Brooks ever thought that would happen in his life, that he'd make that movie and some kid would jump on a moose because of it.
He might not say it in public, but would you kind of get a little bit of a chuckle? Be like, idiot.
Oh, yeah. I would be so honored, to be honest with you. If I was Mel Brooks, I'm like, you know it, brother. Especially if he lived. You know, he lived to tell the story. Then you get right to go, he's my boy.
It'd be great if he won like an Academy Award later on down in his life. And in his speech, he thanked this young child who decided to jump off of a tree and land on a moose.
This is for Gordy.
For Gordo.
Thank you, Gordo. Thank you for everything you've done for the Academy and for the moose. 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call, that's the number to text. What we want to know is, back when you were a kid, when did you do something as dumb as the kids in New York that got stuck in the sewer? Let's go to Levi in Olympia. Levi and Ole, you're on the Rock.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Not too bad, buddy. All right, so what'd you do when you were a kid? What dumb thing?
All right, so it was one of my family's friend's wedding, and it was at this like old courthouse, right? And so after the wedding, I was probably 11, 12. My younger sister, who was about 10, they're the bride and groomsmen's kids. There's two of them, and then one random person in this elevator. We're going down one floor, old courthouse. So we all thought it'd be a good idea to start jumping on the elevator as it was going down. And the next thing we know, we go shooting down, and we're stuck at the bottom.
Oh.
And the local fire department and police officers came, and they had to pry the elevator door open and get us out of there, and we made the newspaper.
Dude, how hard was that? How hard was the slam when it finally came to a stop?
It wasn't that bad because we were already going down. But, I mean, the initial just, like, when it just let go and we came kind of going down just shocked us all. I mean, we were just kind of floating for a little bit, it felt like.
Oh,
but none of us were injured or nothing, but, it was wild. And we were stuck in there for a little bit. The random older person that was there was, like, freaked out. It was quite funny, actually.
Did you save the newspaper clipping?
That's the
and we made the newspaper.
Yeah, did you save
exactly?
Did you save the newspaper?
No.
Oh, I was just
a little guy, and then when my mom showed me it, I was like, "Wow, that's really us right there." And that was about all it went. And that was that.
Oh, hopefully, mom's got that somewhere. You got to again, man. When you make the newspaper, you got to, and maybe you can go back and get a copy of it and just look maybe back in the archives because that's pretty awesome.
Oh, I'd have it printed up and maybe framed. No matter how dumb the story was, even if Tatum got into the news for doing something stupid, I'd be very proud.
Well, of course, it was during a wedding, and I really support Sarah in having no children at her wedding because these are the things that can happen.
Yes.
Yeah, so Sarah, good call on that one. No kids so that nobody's elevators get stuck. I love that.
Oh, that was the whole rationale behind her not having any kids at the wedding? I didn't
know. That was what it was. She knew we'd have elevator issues.
Elevators, that's exactly the problem.
As you know, and a single-story structure, we wanted to make sure there were no elevator issues. How about this? There's a well-known singer that just found out the inspiration behind one of his biggest hits. And he found out 40 years after recording the song. He had no idea what it was about. You'll hear about it at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.